This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
While many of us Americans were able to celebrate our freedom with eating hot dogs and lighting fireworks, well, the United Kingdom celebrates the day a bit different.
Yeah, you know why? Because we left, and I've always wondered, like, what do they do on 4th of July? Like, we're like, peace out. This is our Independence Day.
Well, they say they celebrate Thank You Day.
That's odd. Okay.
Not as cool.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do fireworks on Thank You Day? You just don't.
Yeah, I don't think they do. In a new study done by British researchers, on average, an adult will say thank you 207 times a month.
Okay.
And that averages out to about 6 times a day.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good that we're thankful.
Right.
Like, we're thankful we left England. yeah. Hey-o, fireworks.
But that study also shows that many of those thank yous are insincere.
Oh, really?
So we don't really mean it. We're just saying it because society says we should.
I have to. Well, thank you for that report, Lady Rock. And
that seemed insincere. I don't appreciate it.
No, I totally appreciate you. You did a great job.
I would appreciate an insincere thank you over just not having one at all. So all there
right,
is that.
We're done here then.
No.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend, as is customary on Monday. And this is where we go through your stories of your weekend. We go around the room, give you a boo or yay, get more yays than boos, you win a prize. This is going to be Booyah Your Holiday, because it's 4th of July on Sunday, and a lot of people have Monday off. Here's what we have right now. I'm going to share my story with you from the holiday. Booyah Your Weekend, I heard fireworks, but saw none of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't see a single sparkle, but I just heard them for hours.
Okay, I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
This will help me say yay or nay.
Yes.
What time were you hearing the fireworks?
They ran in my cul-de-sac all the way up until, 9:50. I think 10 o'clock is the cutoff.
Okay.
Of sound ordinance.
Okay, so I'm going to say yay. That's a fun time. It's a free show. You didn't have to spend a penny.
Yeah.
And you get to enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't see any of it. Like, I was in my garage. I was working on a home project.
Your fault.
Well, it is mine. I left the garage door down, and I just was working, and it was so loud. Like, I want to ask my neighbor how many thousands of dollars he spent, because it was just nonstop. It was like a war zone. It was like, boom, 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 and big things, like things that would make things rattle. It was ridiculous. But here's the yay part of the story for me. So, finally it stops, booming, and I kind of went inside and looked out the window, and they were cleaning up at 10 o'clock at night.
Good job.
They shot so many things, and they had brooms out there, and they were using a hose. Like, it was crazy. And so then the next morning I woke up, and my neighbor's out there with a shop vac vacuuming every piece of paper. He was a military guy, so it makes sense. Every piece of flak paper that was there, he was vacuuming anything that went into anybody's yard.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Nicely done, good sir.
Wow. And what did you do to help the neighborhood?
I told him thank you. I had nothing to do with it. I stayed in my garage. I didn't want to be part of it, because if I watched it, then I'd have to clean up. But if I didn't watch it, I didn't have to. I didn't partake. I didn't enjoy it. No. I just became the old guy in the neighborhood. You kids. So, all right, there you go. Betty gives me a boo, Gavin.
It's a yay, because where I was trying to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And they were shooting fireworks till 1 a.m. So.
Oh.
Yeah, where you live, that was gunfire. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us your booyah, your holiday. What happened on your 4th of July? We'll give you booze or yays. You can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
Well, over this weekend, my parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's pretty good. So far, starting off like a yay.
Yep. My brother and I work together, my sister-in-law and my husband, and My dad ended up giving my mom a lavalier, which is like a special necklace that has to do with the frat that he was from, that was just like what he gave her when he proposed. And my mom sang a song to him.
Oh, that is so sweet. That's really cool. He gave her something to remind him of his singleness when he was in a frat.
What is broken in you?
Like every time he sees her wearing, he just goes back to the good old days.
Oh, my word.
So, yay. I'm going to give you a yay right out of the gate. I'm giving your dad a yay.
Oh, my
Betty
goodness.
Rock, I'm assuming it's a yay
gonna
for a different...
I'm going to boo you, Wally.
Okay.
But I'm going to yay, Cindy, because that is so awesome that you have such a great example of what love really is. And how commitment is an important thing. Did you hear me, Wally?
I did. I heard every bit
of that.
I got 29 years of marriage, so I get commitment. I'm committed. I should be anyway. What did you get them?
My husband and I, my brother and my sister-in-law, worked together to get them some rocking chairs for their deck so they can sit and rock together because they're retired.
Oh, that is nice. Okay, that's a thoughtful gift. And old people like rocking chairs. I should know. I like rocking chairs. And so if you hadn't gotten them anything, I think Gavin would have booed you. But Gavin, you're going to yay the rocking chairs.
I was going to ask that same question. So it is a yay that you got them something for the 50th.
Way to go, Cindy.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we do this thing called Here's What You Didn't Hear, because there's conversations we have while you're hearing music sometimes that don't make the air, but sometimes we want to bring them up, and that kind of just happened.
And sometimes they put you in a bad light, for sure, like this one as well. So typically before we do this booyah segment, Wally will ask, oh, does anybody have a story? And Gavin chimed up, and he said, yeah, I do. I actually made my wife cry over the weekend.
Ooh, good deal. Tell me more.
And exactly that was his reaction. Wally said, for good reasons or for bad reasons? Or, like, it was it a good cry or bad cry? And Gavin goes, oh, it was good. And Wally goes...
crud.
And I promptly said, what is wrong with you?
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, a lot of times, like, a good story, like, oh, I did something nice and made her cry. Like, okay, that's great. It's a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
It feels good. But if you make someone cry out of something like a bad cry, it's usually more of an interesting story, and there's more dynamics to it.
And the drama.
He can take us on a ride, you know? And then it's going to end well. We know that, you know, but it's like it's part of the journey.
But it could also be part of the journey. Just it's kind of like a romantic comedy.
Right. Well, let's see who's right. Gavin, tell us your booyah story of how you made your wife Haley cry in a good way, and we'll find out if it's as interesting.
Okay, so this weekend we celebrated my niece's 1-year-old birthday, and at one point I was holding my niece, who's like this tiny girl,
sure.
And then she like leans into that little crease in your neck and shoulder, and so it's super cute. And my wife and I have very much agreed, like we're still like 2 or 3 years away from having a kid, but then I look over and I see her crying.
Uh-oh.
And my gut instinct is, someone take this thing, someone take
drop
this
it,
thing.
Drop
someone,
it, I can't don't want drop it. It, take it from me.
That is precious.
It is, though.
She's seeing the future through you.
I know. Oh, yeah.
You should be thankful.
I just saw your future, too, man. I've been down that future. It's fun. And so good luck with that.
Fresh emails.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Very simple. Same with Gavin and Betty, just their name and @wayfm.com. Hey, Wally, I totally agree with your opinions about the Pixar movie Inside Out. We've been talking about this movie, and I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, boy, is this something kids need to see? Because real heavy about, it's a creative way about dealing with emotions that you feel inside, but it's dark in some places, and depression and things that kids actually deal with. And I'm like, boy, do kids need to see this? Or is it, or is it you're expecting one thing and you get something way different? That was my experience. And I kind of wrestled through that a little bit, my opinion, but then at the end it has a great turn. And I was like, yeah, it's good. But she, Cayenne goes on to say, I saw it in theater, too, and as I was watching it, my depression kind of triggered.
Oh.
I've only watched it once other time because of that. And see, that's the thing. Like, I thought, is that going to make things worse for somebody?
Mm-hmm. And it could. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but she says, and it brought those issues back up. But I have to say, I do recommend the movie to my friends. When people they love are struggling with depression, as they tell me they don't understand, it's really helpful for that. I thought, that's a really good perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for you, if it's depressing, if you suffer from this, yeah, it might be something that triggers it. But boy, it was a really good tutorial, basically, on if your kid is struggling with depression and you don't know how to interact or you can't understand what they're feeling. I thought it was really good. That's a great perspective from Cayenne. It's that it gives it a good lens on, okay, looking at it from the outside, how somebody is processing all the things around them.
Which is why it's called Inside Out.
Yes, hey. Exactly. Yeah, but it was really good. I enjoyed that. I haven't seen it in a while. It was kind of a good refresher and a good reminder about how people struggle through things differently, and especially our kids. And so maybe it's something you want to check out if you got a kid that's dealing with this kind of stuff. It might help you better understand them. And if you ever want to email me again, Wally@wayfm.com.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
Sadly, 28 people have been confirmed dead and 117 others remain unaccounted for in the Surfside building collapse in Florida. And the massive search and rescue mission is now on its 13th day, and they're facing weather issues and storms coming in. But they say the teams are now able to operate at full capacity in search areas that were previously inaccessible. And they've said that despite hopes fading of finding survivors, the rescue operation will continue 24 hours a day until everyone is pulled from the rubble. But some four-legged furry help is on the way. There is a comfort dog named Jewel who is trained to greet hundreds of people as part of this church ministry. I never really thought of that before. Like, what a great idea. Because you see them like at children's hospitals and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so this couple, they basically got this dog. They convinced their church to be part of this ministry. And they say Jewel serves as a vehicle for people to open up about their difficulties, you know, and people will gravitate towards the dog, mm-hmm. even in hard times, because there's something about dogs, a man's best friend. They just make you feel better. She said, then it gives us an opportunity to just let them talk and listen and then share their stories. And then they can also share Christ with them, you know, mm-hmm. in his peace and truth and hope.
How beautiful. Yeah. I love that, because you're using God's creation to get his message out there. I think that's so inventive.
I guess they had seen this happen at Sandy Hook after that tragic shooting, the golden retriever that stayed for several months, and they talked to their church like, yeah, we really should do something like this. So every day they do hospitals and nursing homes and schools here. And then when a tragedy happens, they send Jewel out to these different things like this. And it's interesting, the first time that they did this, their first tragedy that they went to was at the Pulse nightclub shooting, which this is what I find wonderful about this. Okay, so that was a gay nightclub, and obviously there are problems, you know, that people in the church have with that lifestyle. And so it's been this hot button battle inside of faith for so long. And but I love that this church and these two people chose to see individuals and not the issue and still love on them, because that's how you change people's hearts and their minds, you know, and you share Jesus with them, is meet a physical need first, regardless of what your ideology is or your theology is. Meet that physical need first. And if you do that, someone's going to be far more receptive to hearing what your faith is.
Oh, for sure. Because you can't, your words can only go so far. Yeah. But if your actions help, yeah, that speaks a lot further than your words.
And if you're doing a tummy rub at the time, it's really good.
The little puppy.
Something great about that as well. So good on them for doing this. And I'm glad that they're going down there to help out these people that are kind of struggling through this horrible building collapse. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and everybody has those million-dollar dreams of, like, winning the lottery, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do with this and stuff like that? Because $1 million is a lot of money.
That's right, but it's not enough money for some to give up social media.
I kind of get this, but I think I could definitely give it up for $1 million.
I think you could, because you're not hooked to it at all. I think, though, me included, I mean, $1 million. I don't know.
I will say this. Don't ask me this when I'm on a TikTok rabbit hole.
Oh, yep. See, you'd have to give that up.
Yeah, because sometimes if I'm looking at those little kittens being crazy, like, I'd be like, no, it's not worth $1 million.
Well, you're telling me. So 1 in 5 people in this new study say that a minimum of $1 million, they would not give up social media.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, I could give it up in a heartbeat. So here's the thing. I'm curious about this, because remember when you were a kid, like $1 million is a lot of money, obviously. But as you get older, you're like, oh, well, it gets less and less big. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, $1 million is like infinite money. Like, yeah, it's so much money. And so I want to do a little Are You Kidding Me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
All right, so Are You Kidding Me, get it, is where we just talk to kids, okay? So if you're a kid and you listen to the show, we love you. We love your opinions and your perspective. And so this is just for you. No adults right now. Just you call in here. What is it that you would not give up for $1 million, okay? You just could not give it up. Even if someone offered you $1 million bazillion, you're not giving it up.
Maybe it's your lucky socks.
Yes, you need those to win the next ball game.
That's very true. It could be your baseball bat. Mm-hmm. It could be a video game.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
It could be all kinds of things. Your stuffed animal.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Oh, yeah. Haley, I can tell you this. Haley, my daughter at 22, has a stuffed Mickey from when she was a child. It still goes with her everywhere she goes. Not everywhere she goes, like when she travels. No, she's not at the grocery store with him in the cart pushing him, because that would be
buckling
insane.
Buckling him up?
Yeah, no, it's not that way. But she loves that. She would not give it up for $1 million. Would not do it at all. So what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. $1 million, you're not parting with this thing because you love it so much. Are you kidding me? Only kids now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is it for you?
My kitty.
Your kitty?
Oh.
Yes. What's your kitty's name?
Tiger.
Tiger.
Tiger, okay.
What's your favorite thing about Tiger?
He loves the prayer.
Oh.
How old are you, Violet?
I'm 12.
12, okay. So you have a pretty good understanding of money. Where did you get Tiger from, like a shelter?
No, my daddy got him from a friend.
Oh, so it's kind of free. You know how many tigers you could buy if you had to, you know, with $1 million?
Tiger is 1 in 1 million, right, Violet? You can't replace Tiger.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing Tiger has done?
Licked my toe.
Ew!
So you didn't get the brightest cat of the bunch. That $1 million looking a little bit better now, isn't it, Violet?
No.
Will, you're up. How old are you, man?
I'm 10.
All right, 10 years old. I'm dying to know, what's that thing you wouldn't give up for $1 million?
My Xbox.
How many hours a day do you spend on it?
About one.
About one? Okay, that's not too bad. How many hours a day do you spend on homework?
I'm homeschooled, so about 3.
Well, that's good. You got your proportions right. You're doing more schoolwork than playtime on your Xbox.
But Will, think about this. If you let go of your Xbox and you have $1 million, what do you call those things where you put the goggles on and put you in
virtual reality?
Yeah,
virtual
you could do reality. One of that.
I don't want to.
Don't want to. That must be some Xbox. Let's say that you did give up your Xbox for $1 million, just for a minute, hypothetically. What is the first thing you would buy?
A new Xbox.
There it is.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church. Or at least the parts he understood.
So we've been looking at the story of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt and Pharaoh's slavery, and now we're at the big miracle. This is the payoff. It's God parting the Red Sea so the children of Israel could walk across on dry ground. And what's interesting in the story is the Bible says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would pursue the Israelites. I've always wondered about that. I'm like, why? Seems kind of jacked up, right?
Yeah, like you can't hold Pharaoh responsible for something that wasn't against his will?
Yeah.
Is against his will?
I've heard people talk about this saying, like, well, God knows his heart and knows he wasn't truly repentant anyway and was going to do this, and so he sees a bigger picture than we do. So I've always wondered about that, but it says that the reason was that God would be glorified so that all the people in the land, not just the Egyptians, would see the power of the God of Israel. And so this was to show not only his provision for the Israelites, but also showed his power to the rest of the world, so that in one fell swoop, you know, he defeated the mightiest army in the world at the time, you know. And so it was like, don't mess with my people kind of thing is the premise of that. And so everything the Israelites, though, would need was already in place before they even knew it. That's what's really fascinating about the story. When the last plague hit, and that was the taking of the firstborn of every non-Jewish house, it devastated the land, and the Egyptians were like basically giving the Israelites money and riches and jewels, just leave, take everything and leave. Mm-hmm. So they funded their exodus in one thing, and that's, you know, God orchestrated that, you know. They had a cloud to follow. God orchestrated that. So, you know, they had food that they were given every day. God orchestrated that. So he had the whole thing the whole time, you know. And mm-hmm. so if you're in the middle of a problem in front of you, like the Red Sea, and you've got the pressure of life closing in behind you, kind of like Pharaoh's army, I guess remember this story, because God made a way for the Israelites when there seemed to be no way out. And that same God who delivered the Israelites out of what seemed like certain death is still parting and will part our Red Seas today. And so that's going to do it for your Monday School. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
All right, Betty, I want you to imagine this. Your parents come to you and they say, we for a long time have been saving up a large sum of money
for a better daughter.
Oh, goodness.
Me?
Aw. But for an inheritance for you one day.
I would be shocked and I would be thankful.
How many wheels does my inheritance have? How wide is my inheritance?
Double wide.
But imagine they come back and they say, turns out we actually just spent all that money on ourselves.
What?
What would you read? Yeah.
I would be disappointed. Then don't, what's the new term that the kids are using these days? Don't
gaslight me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Don't tell me that you have money and then spend it on yourself, especially if it's on, like, you know, dentures and
health things.
Come on. What is wrong with you? Come on.
Wait, no, like, don't keep yourself alive.
I still have a life to live.
Yeah, that sounded bad. like I could see if you had said cruises or Italian vacations. But you know what? You don't need that medicine that makes your heart not flutter, Mom. You'll be fine. What is wrong with you, Rock?
Think of others. Jeez.
Well, according to a new study, more parents these days are spending their kids' inheritance money. And the big surprise here is that according to this study, most kids say they're actually okay with it.
Really? Because kids are living that whole, like, I just want to live my best life now and YOLO and like, so I they understand that, but boy, you got to plan for the future, man.
You do.
Like, I'm in that place where, like, I'm, you know, getting closer and closer to retirement, and I'm planning for that, because I need to make sure that my wife and I have enough to retire, but then I also want to make sure that we leave stuff to Haley. Like, I don't want to just go out and blow it all either. Well, part of me does, you know, because I had to work for it too, you know, so she should have to still work, but it is a weird thing. So I have a feeling Haley would not be in that camp of like, oh yeah, you go do what you want to do. Haley'd be more like, Betty, do you need that medicine? I think you're going to be fine.
Sounds like more of a want than a need.
Oh, I remember one time, a true story, my daughter, she was probably like 8. I said, honey, I said, I know we had planned a vacation this year, and I told you we're going to do this vacation, but Daddy has to have the surgery, and so it's going to be like $8,000 for our deductible. It's a lot of money, you know, and so it might... So we could probably do one or the other. And my 8-year-old angel looks at me, the biggest eyes in the world, and goes, is your surgery life-threatening? I'm like, no. And she's like, then maybe we should do vacation.
Wow.
Oh, I love her so. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Gavin. That's going to do for news. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, young Gavin, who is a considerable amount younger than me, got to experience some of the joy of my childhood, and something that just doesn't happen that often anymore. Gavin, what happened?
So I opened a cereal box, pour my bowl of cereal,
yep,
and out comes a toy.
You're like, what's going on? Is someone trying to poison me? Why would you put a toy, an object, in a cereal box? You're supposed to just do activities on the outside. No, no, no!
Wow.
There was a time in this world, the good old days, as they call
it. Tell me, Grandpa!
When you used to get toys in the cereal box, and you'd empty the whole box into a bowl, get the toy, then try to dump the cereal back in. You'd lose half of it. Your mom would be screaming at you, but boy, it was great!
To also point out that you are both of you, grown men.
Yes.
And you're both eating cereal that still has toys that come with it.
I don't care. It's better than raisins in there. Like give me a toy. Yeah.
And fiber.
Yeah, yes. What was the toy?
It was like a little, you guys remember Tech Decks?
Yeah.
Those little skateboards where, you know, with your hand.
Oh, it's a great
really,
toy.
Really small, though, and I was never good at it, but sure, maybe I can practice now.
Yeah, but that's a good toy.
It is.
Like, that's not educational. Like, that's
good point.
Really great.
And so you're saying that in these recent times,
yes,
they're giving kids more educational things,
yeah,
to do.
Garbage, like, or like just like do this word search on the back of your box. Like, no.
Lame.
The whole reason for getting a sugary cereal that was going to hasten your demise was so that you could have the wonderful toy that was buried deep inside of there, and your grubby little hand digging down in it while your siblings
days
are yelling, like, I want the toy. And so, yeah, it is. It was good old days, Rock. You're absolutely right. And so that's what I want to talk about. Every generation has their version of the good old days, and I'm curious what it's like for Gavin's generation, Betty, yours, and mine, because we're all in like three different generations, actually. So what are the good old days to you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. Maybe put that on your favorites. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's your version of that?
The Smurfs cartoon.
Here's the thing about cartoons. This is, to me, the good old days. Is they mattered. They meant something because you had one shot a week to see them in the good old days. You had Saturday morning, mm-hmm, and it started at about 6 and went to about 10, and then they did some educational stuff. But that was it. You didn't have Netflix. You didn't have Hulu. You couldn't just watch any of them on demand. You had to make sure that you got up. Every Saturday morning, I got up to watch Speed Racer at 6 a.m., and if I ever overslept on Saturday and missed it, I was bummed. Ruined my whole weekend.
Crucial.
Now you just like DVR it, but you couldn't do that back then. So it was, in essence, it was still the good old days because it gave you purpose. And it taught you timing, and you had something to live for.
Whoa.
That's right.
I would say, though, that it's probably saved some money for the parents because as a kid on DVR, you don't see all the commercials that are aimed towards you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't see all those new toys and things like that. Now, you, on the other hand, caught it right on time.
Yeah.
You're like, I want that.
Mom, I need a lean machine. It was this really cool thing you would ride, and it had two handles, and you'd steer it left and right. You could do 360s. It was awesome. Oh. I'd still like one now. I'd like just an adult version of that that's a little faster, and I don't have to pedal. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jeannie, we're talking about the good old days. Like, Gavin found gold, actually. He found a prize in a cereal box, which just doesn't happen that much anymore.
Well, I have got a Captain Crunch treasure chest. it was on a ring. I don't have the ring part, but I still have the gold treasure chest.
You know what? I think they stopped putting prizes in there because kids aren't as smart as we were, and they eat them. Oh. Like, you know, we knew to look for the thing so we don't choke on the dumb thing. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we all have different skills in life. Like, some people are made to be artists, you know, but they need a good producer behind them to bring out their full potential.
Because they are nothing without their producer.
Absolutely. Mm. Every artist has, like, when they do an album, there's a reason there's a producer and an executive producer to say, hey, have you thought of this? And so I look at myself as an executive producer. Oh. To the Christian music industry.
Well, maybe you should look at other things.
No, I look at this, and I think that I can help out. That's why I created this segment called What This Song Needs. And so okay. I'm looking at Lauren Daigle's song.
Let me just get this straight. Yeah. You think that Lauren Daigle is lacking in something?
Yeah, and not a lot, but it was a nuance that I think she missed, okay? So, like, if you hear her song, Look Up, Child.
Look up, child.
Pleasant.
Look up, child.
Ooh, ooh, eh, ooh, hey. One would say it could be even award-winning.
Yeah, some it probably has or will win something, but not as many awards as if we tweak it a little bit. So I noticed that it sounds kind of like a monkey at the end. Like it could be in a jungle setting. And I think that would make this song better. And so what I did was I scoured the internet and I found various monkey sounds. And I've added them to them rhythmically to see if it would give it a different feel, a different vibe. And I think we've got a Grammy contender here.
Monkeys.
I'm telling you.
You know, I was expecting to be disappointed.
Uh-huh.
But
yep.
I'm in.
You see it. Exactly. See, you get it. That is a Grammy, a Dove award-winning version of that song now. So thank you.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Everybody
you
needs
a
producer.
Your calling.
Thank you very much, Rock. I'm glad you see the genius behind that. I don't think Lauren will, but I really like it. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child as well as other children in the community get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The Fresh Prince himself, Will Smith.
Yes.
He was in. Oh. Getting jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it.
was in New Orleans recently over the 4th of July holiday weekend on scene to film a new movie he's starring in.
I can't wait. I like Will Smith movies.
Well, while he was there, I suppose he was hoping to enjoy fireworks the city would be putting on, but he found out that New Orleans wasn't able to do that due to lack of funding.
Oh, okay. That's surprising.
No fireworks for them. But Will Smith didn't see this as a hindrance. Instead, he took it upon himself to help out. He donated $100,000 to the city to treat the locals to an amazing fireworks show.
Good on him. And you could do a pretty amazing fireworks show with $100,000. You could buy out a whole, like a bunch of stands. The stuff that you can buy at a stand now is really impressive. I think neighborhoods should just like do their own fireworks displays, like at the playground with what you can get at the fireworks stands. Of course, in states where you're allowed to, because it's like my neighbors had to have spent thousands of dollars on fireworks themselves.
I really wish you could find out, like if you knew who it was and ask them. Like,
oh, how much they spent? Oh, I know who did most of it. I'll ask him.
I would love to know.
It had to have been $1,000 easy. And can you imagine 100 times that? Will Smith, bring it.
Right? And I hope that they dedicated something to him.
Like, or at least like segue out of the Star Spangled Banner, because you got to start with that and into, you know, this.
Getting jiggy with it. Yeah.
Getting 4th with it. You know, it's a 4th of July. No? Okay.
No.
Anyway.
No.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and I'm pretty extreme. I read Red Bull magazine, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I don't have a subscription. My buddy does, and he gives them to me.
Yeah. And didn't you fall asleep on the couch the other night?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty extreme, though. I slept on the edge.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I had pillows pushing me towards it.
Watch
out.
And I got
a sharp coffee table next to me. That's how I roll. So, I was reading Red Bull magazine, and there was a lady in there who was being featured because she, like, is doing roller derby. Now, Red Bull has a roller derby team.
Okay.
And they're trying to make it this new reinvented sport and tougher and blah, blah, blah.
It is tough, I think.
Yeah,
right?
They push
each other over.
Well, like the first little bit of roller derby was cheesy and it was kind of like a, like wrestling in essence. It was not faked, but it just wasn't like is what they're trying to do to it now and make it more like a sport, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was reading this thing about this lady and like she has kids. And you're like, oh, good for you. She's a mom, but she also rocks some roller derby.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about this, and I want you to fill in this blank. I'm a mom, but. Because everybody has this vision of what a mom is supposed to be.
And that is, she's wearing an apron, she's in the kitchen cooking an apple pie, taking the kids to their soccer games in a minivan.
Exactly. See, that's Betty Rock's stereotypical version of a mom.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
Absolutely.
It could be, you drive monster trucks.
Yes, a mom in a monster truck.
Yes!
And you call it a momster truck.
I love
truck.
It already.
Yeah, see? Okay, so that's what you're going to do right now with us. Fill in this blank, 855-33-WAY-FM, because just because your mom doesn't mean your life stops. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm a mom, but. And then you fill in that blank. I'm really curious as to what is out there and what women are doing that you wouldn't expect, so to speak. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Light it up. It's your chance now. I'm a mom, but. How would you fill that in, Kimberly?
Well, I'm a mom, but I run 3 businesses, and I have raised snakes, and I drive motorcycles, and I'm also a Mary Kay consultant, so mix that up.
Wow, that's a whole lot of things.
Yeah, I can be a little busy.
The one that jumped out to me first was like, runs multiple businesses. Good on you, that's not easy. But the snake thing, like raised snakes? What kind of snakes?
There were Taiwanese beauty rat snakes.
A beauty rat snake. Okay.
There's nothing beautiful about a snake.
They are. They're, you know, it's the people who are afraid of snakes are the people who are uneducated about snakes. No offense. But
no, I'll admit I don't know much about them, but that's because I don't want to know. They're just ugly.
Yeah. No offense taken. They're gross.
We started this conversation on our Facebook page. Jennifer chimed in. She said, I'm a mom, but I'm starting to learn archery.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's a cool sport, and it's something that you wouldn't expect a mom to start doing. You know, so good on her. All right, Kimberly, how would you fill in that blank?
I played underwater hockey and competed at the World Championships.
What in the world? I didn't even know that was a thing, underwater hockey, and that they had championships.
Well, not just championships, world championships.
I stand corrected. Okay, world championships. Well, how did you get into underwater hockeying?
When I was in the Navy, there was a gentleman that was in a class across the hall from me who was from Massachusetts, and he was talking about underwater rugby, and I was like, no way. And then he said underwater hockey, and I was like, I'm in. Because I was a competitive swimmer, played water polo, and I got married and had kids, and just as you keep playing, you start advancing into different levels, and I tried out for the U.S. Women's Masters team and went in 2002 where we won a bronze medal.
Wow, that's amazing. I picture, because this all started from the Navy, is the Navy just doing everything underwater? The big question is for you say you have kids. Did you have one of those water births?
No.
She's like, no. Underwater hockey, yes. Giving birth underwater, absolutely not.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind blown!
I want to help you be at a party or your next meeting or whatever and be able to just chime in and be interesting. And so I picked a couple things that might come up at a party. For example, topics like pets, right, Betty Rock?
Oh, pets come up all the time. I know between me and my friends, we're always talking about dogs and cats.
Okay, and maybe rabbits. And so you're going to have to make a segue here. If you're like, oh, I just got this new cat, you're like, oh, that's a great cat.
Yeah.
Hey, little known fact about rabbits, because they make like great pets. There was a guy who brought 24 wild rabbits to Australia. Okay, so he had them in his suitcase and he brought them there.
Suitcase.
I guess
maybe he was giving up the magician lifestyle.
Maybe so. Like they weren't native to there, I guess. So in 1859, believe it or not, he brought these there, and they multiplied so fast that in less than 70 years, there were, count them, 10 billion rabbits running, see, mind blown, running rampant in Australia.
Wow.
Crazy,
what
huh?
do you do with that many rabbits running rampant?
I don't know. I don't know
it's
how you control
utter
them.
Chaos.
I know. And so then you could then segue there to fashion and rabbit fur coats if you chose to.
No, don't say that.
Okay, don't do that then. Then you could quickly turn the topic to Bitcoin, which is another. You're going to have to make the segue. Look, I give you the information. Your job is to how to segue it into the conversations, okay?
Okay.
So maybe you're sitting there and someone's like, oh, yeah, my Bitcoin's doing well today. It's cryptocurrency, and you go, oh, really? How much did you make? Like, man, I made like $200 on my Bitcoin. You go, oh, that's pretty great. You know, back in 2010, there was a guy who bought two pizzas with 10,000 Bitcoin because it had no value back then. That same Bitcoin from 2010, those 10,000 Bitcoins, would be worth $360 million.
No!
So if the person he sold those, to with bought the pizza from saved it, they are now worth $360 million.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
Maybe we should look into that.
I know. Yeah.
That and rabbits.
I'm telling you. Let's go with rabbits. They're cuter. not as big of a payoff on the upside, but the snuggle factor is huge. And so there you go. Hopefully your mind has been effectively mind blown today.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.